Here's the latest update on Tropical Storm Florence from the National Hurricane Center's operations area. On the official clock, it's the 8 o'clock Eastern update. Moving very slow. We just got the latest information. Still 50-mile-an-hour winds. But listen to this. Only moving west at 2 miles an hour. So very, very slow movement. So we see that center slowly moving towards the west. But here's the issue. When we have a slow movement like that, these areas here don't progress at all. The storms may look like they're moving fast, but it's the same area that keeps getting more and more rain, piling up some of these totals. And look offshore. You can see these bright yellows and the bright reds, very heavy rainfall. That has yet to still make it onshore. Places like you start looking at Jacksonville, Surf City, all the rain that they've already had, there's still more to come. And the forecast still a slow movement forward. And look at some of these times, 2 a.m. on Sunday. This is Sunday afternoon. This is 2 a.m. on Monday. So we still have much of the weekend with slow movement across South Carolina, bringing more of that rainfall wherever those bands set up. Let's look at some of those rainfall totals. We have been looking at this. This is basically a combination of the radar estimates of rain, and it's corrected based on some of the rain gauges, so it's adjusted. So it's some of the best totals that we have so far. So you have some of those high totals around the center, around Wilmington, that stayed in the eye wall for so long yesterday. But look where these rain bands are, those areas that I was trying to indicate on the radar, getting incredible amounts. And some of the values we are seeing in some of these areas look to be anywhere from 20 to 30 inches. And the problem is we still have a ways to go with this. If you look at the actual precipitation forecast, that's where we still have an issue, because we're only moving at 2 miles an hour. So more of these rain bands stretching into places that don't need any more rain. So Jacksonville, Surf City, you're going to get more rain. And this is actually additional rain that's expected, 15 to 20 inches right in those same areas. And that's associated with those rain bands. But with that slow movement, the whole threat will slowly progress inward inland to mountains, mountainous areas. And we'll see some of that flash flooding. Look at some of the values around Charlotte, 10 to 15 inches of rain. Getting into Virginia, 6 to 10. So watch out for this. This is going to be a dangerous situation over the weekend as we continue to have these tropical, very efficient rain showers. Remember, depending on the motion of the system as it moves inland, some of these values could change back and forth a little bit. So if you live anywhere in these areas, Asheville, Charlotte, just keep an eye this weekend. Have a way to get those warnings. Very important. Some of this flash flooding can occur at night, which is difficult to see. And it really have a way to get that information. Have your cell phones, have a NOAA weather radio that'll wake you up in the middle of the night when our local forecast offices put out those warnings. Very important to keep yourself safe. Another thing we're still concerned with, we've been talking about this storm surge. We are approaching high tides. So areas around Jacksonville, see the shape of the coastline here where you have that onshore flow. You're going to have a higher tide over the next few hours. And what's going to happen, it's going to hold that water back. So we still have this storm surge warning up. You could still see 3 to 5 foot of water push in these areas. So as long as you have that flow, we really need to get that flow to change and the system to weaken as it moves inland. And that will finally allow some of this water to drain in areas that just have had way too much water. So good to be safe this weekend. Keep tuned. Going to be some issues with the heavy rain and flash flooding. And it's good to be safe and it's good to be prepared. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.